The state of Vermont says a recent Vermont Supreme Court decision preserves its ability to administer a program protecting hundreds of thousands of acres of forest land. As VPR Steve Zinn reports, the court case involves a large tract of woods in the Northeast Kingdom.
One more court decision remains, and that will be about how Plum Creek Timber Company, which is now part of Weyerhaeuser, should be penalized under the state's current use program, which provides tax incentives for landowners to keep their land in farming or forestry. Nearly 3 years ago, a Vermont Superior Court judge found the company was not in violation of its forest management plan for a cutting that occurred in late 2009. The cutting was done on 137 acres of a larger parcel of more than 56,000 acres. But the Vermont Supreme Court overturned that decision and sided with the state. The High Court found that the Vermont Department of Forests, Parks, and Recreation was correct in citing the company for violating its plan for the cutting. Forest, Parks, and Recreation Commissioner Michael Snyder says it was an extremely important ruling for the current use program and the state's ability to administer it.
Potentially, had it not ruled this way, the implications would be bring many questions about the department's ability to establish consistent standards for forest management and to enforce those consistent standards across the state.
In its ruling, the Supreme Court remanded the case back to Superior Court for it to determine the penalty. The state has argued that all 56,600 acres in the parcel should be removed from the current use program, a penalty that the company and some legislators said was excessive. In fact, there have been efforts at the State House, prompted by the Plum Creek case, to revise the rules to make them less punitive. Snyder says the law is clear on the penalty.
It says the entire parcel shall be removed, and that's where we've been. I think the right thing for us to do is to let the legal process play out, and then we'd be, as ever, ready to do our part in making adjustments according to what the courts decide.
In a detailed and strongly worded dissent, Supreme Court Justice John Dooley criticized the majority decision for both the narrow standard he says was used in reviewing the case and for not reaching its decision based on the facts in the case. Dooley said the justices had been overly deferential to the state's argument, writing, quote, "The majority has largely ignored the glaring holes in the commissioner's decision because of its holding that deference controls everything." A representative for Weyerhaeuser, which now owns Plum Creek, said in an email that the company is disappointed in the ruling and will carefully consider its options and next steps. If the entire parcel is taken out of current use for 5 years, the loss of tax benefits could cost the company more than $800,000. According to the state, nearly 2 million acres of forest land is enrolled in current use, also known as the Use Value Appraisal Program. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.